Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering?
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Lots of stuff there that will help you with in the newsletter, the articles, the schedule. You'll see the schedule of who's coming up on the show in the week ahead when you subscribe to our newsletter. And I hope you'll do that. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Kathy Perry is our guest, social media expert extraordinaire, the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. Kathy, tell us how we can find you online, please.
They can find me at KathyPerry.com, Kathy with a K.
Now, don't confuse Perry. Her with Katy Perry, folks.
No,
I mean, it's easy to do. I can see that. It's easy to do.
Oh, but actually, when you search for me to find me, you have to put Kathy Perry social media.
Otherwise, you'll get Katy, and what a bummer that would be. I'm telling you, folks. So, hey, Kathy, I want to wrap up one thing on Google. We were talking a minute ago about Google's new protocols. Are you saying, it sounds like what we're saying here is that Google is starting to maybe they're just increasing their, and I want to use the word political, folks, but I don't mean it in politics. I mean, like politically correct kind of thing. Their politics, so to speak, their online politics is starting to show up a little bit, it sounds like to me. And so we're going to have to, as we use Google, are we going to have to start, as my grandmother would say, using it with a grain of salt? I mean, are we going to have to start saying, okay, I've got these search results, but I can see that some of this is more relevant to what Google thinks than what I need. What do you think, Kathy?
I think that you're going to find some of that because they are returning the searches, the optimized searches with here's the Facebook comments, here's the LinkedIn comments.
Who cares?
Here's the
would I search for something and want to get a Facebook comment, Kathy?
It's just the reason they did that is because now they have their own social platform with Google Plus, and so they wanted to change their algorithm to include social because they feel in the future, Jim, I think what they'll have is it'll be a separate button that you can click on that says, I just want to search social. Right now it's in with the other search. But down the road, I think it'll be a separate one because I think people will say, I don't care about all of that. I want to find the business I'm looking for.
Right.
And so, and that's, when we're talking about content curation and why it's important is your website has to have fresh content. And most of the websites are brochure sites. They're pretty stale. You set it and you forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And the new search requirements need freshness, and they want to see that there's activity and news happening on your page. So this is where a small business now can have their feed coming in from their Facebook page if they're active
but
on
if you're,
it, or
but Kathy, if you're a small business, if you're a Main Street small business out there in Liberty, Texas, and there are not too many more, people are looking for something they're looking for a resource in Liberty, Texas, or Woodville, Texas, or wherever. Those people are not. I mean, you're going to be able to get away with that as long as you're local. Optimized, right? Because I mean, what are they going to do? Deny you because you don't have a new article up on your pizza shop website? I mean, I don't think so.
No, obviously you're going to still have to use local search. That's going to be important, but content And one of the reasons people are using content curation tools like software tools or putting feeds on their site is so that that will also help them
right.
show up in the search. And, you know, there's a few new tools out there. Blogcuration.com is a software that people can download to their website. CurationSoft is another one to download to their website.
Mm-hmm.
And actually they can, you know, put a feed from the Small Business Advocate from your blog to their site. So
many
there's
people,
a lot of
many,
things that
many people
they
do.
Yes. But now there's a nice platform.
Because we create lots of original content every day.
Yes, you do. And so, you know, that's a big plus for a business to, you know,
but
have your feed.
The main reason I pushed back a little on you there, Kathy, was just to tell, I just didn't want small business owners to think that they've got to start competing with you know, the big content producers just
right.
to be relevant. I mean, folks, if you're not trying to reach a global audience, which most small business owners aren't, then
right.
then doing a basic search of your of what you sell and not being on the first page is not going to hurt you. But if people do that locally and they can't find you, then that's a bigger deal than not having a new article up on your website.
That's true. And it isn't that you have to have a new article. Sometimes it's just, you know, some communication freshness.
But find an intern. Have them
mm-hmm.
come in, and they, if they don't know about content curation, have them learn about it on your nickel, and it'll be a good way to beef right. up your site. That's what Kathy's saying,
well,
and I agree with her. Kathy, I got to wrap it up.
Okay.
I
got to
wrap it up. Hold that for the next time. We're going to get you back real soon. We'll talk about this some more. Thanks for being here, Kathy. Good job.
Yep.
Kathy Perry, K-A-T-H-Y, KathyPerry.com is her website. She'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.